You're listening to Capital Radio. This is Brian Rust, welcoming you to another Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz. Happy listening. Yes, this week it's all jazz of one sort or another from the classic years, a real mixture, the sort you might find in a junk shop, say, or a jumble sale, or the Portobello Road before the tourists and exit. That's where all these records I'm playing tonight came from, junk shops and so on. Ever since I was a kid at school, unable to afford new records. What, 3 shillings a time on sixpence a week pocket money? I built my collection by haunting the junk shops and street markets of London and anywhere else I happened to be, and I thought some of the characters I met and the incidents that occurred might amuse you, and it's a good excuse for playing some good jazz anyway. I remember once in Ilford I went to a junk shop that turned out to be closed. The notice on the door said, "If closed, ring next door." So I did that, and after a long wait, a witch-like old crone poked her head round the door and said aggressively, "What you want?" When I asked if she had any old records, she eyed me with great suspicion and rasped, "Can I trust you?" I said I thought so, most people do, and she answered, "Come on then, they're in me bedroom." They were, in a trunk, under the bed. All dreary rubbish, with this superb exception. Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra playing Thick Lip Stomp. Thick Lip Stomp by Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra, 1926, from under the bed in Ilford. I think the most dramatic junking story concerns a friend of mine who noticed that repairs to a bombed-out record shop were going on a few years after the war. An empty paper bag that had once held a record was fluttering sadly in the rubble, and another, and another. My pal asked one of the chaps working there if there were any records about. "Yes, hundreds of them in the basement. Help yourself, mate," he was told. So he did, or would have, except that they'd all been stored in cardboard boxes next to the boiler, and the heat had welded them together in huge lumps of solid shellac, all but one box furthest from the boiler, and in it, 25 copies of the Dixie Jazzers Washboard Band playing another Benny Moten number, Kansas City Shuffle. Thank you. the City Shuffle by the Dixie Jazzers Washboard Band, one of the rarest of all English issues made in New York in 1927. It was during the war that I happened to be sorting through a stack of very interesting collector's items in a shop in Ealing. I emerged with several very nice things at Tuppence Halfpenny each, including this, Wah 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 by King Oliver's Dixie Syncopators. A week later I went back to collect some more, but all that was left of the shop and its stock was a smoking heap of rubble. By King Oliver and his Dixie Syncopators, one that got away from Hitler's mob by groove width, you might say. We're back with some more junk jazz after the break.
Take the family to the Castrol Great Motoring Extravaganza. There are special tickets to take you from most mainline stations right into the exhibition. The Castrol Great Motoring Extravaganza opens 2 p.m. August 1st at Olympia.
Columbia Pictures and Raystar Pictures, producers of For Pete's Sake, wish to apologize to Barbara Streisand.
Help!
Michael Sarrazin.
We're wiped out.
With special apologies to the people of Brooklyn, New York, for allowing us to destroy their city to make this film possible. Barbara Streisand and Michael Sarrazin in For Pete's Sake.
For Pete's Sake, Certificate A, now at the Leicester Square Theatre.
Welcome back to Mardi Gras. About that time, during the war, I made friends with my local record dealer regarding the records that customers brought to him for salvage. They often brought makes that were not suitable for reclamation because of being made of different material, and one blazing hot afternoon the dealer invited me to clear all these out. So I took a wheelbarrow, filled it, and trundled it with its precious cargo from the shop to my home a mile away. But it was worth it. There was an original OK record by Louis Armstrong's Savoy Ballroom 5 among them, in fine condition, tight like this.
Like this.
No, it ain't tied like that either.
I say it is tied like this.
Let it be tied like that then.
Mm-hmm. that, Louis?
Armstrong's Tight Like This rescued from destruction at the 11th hour. Not all dealers were as cooperative as mine, though. A mate of mine in the RAF saw a stack of salvage records in a shop near his station, and after thumbing through them, asked if he could trade in some Vera Lynn's and Victor Sylvester's from his billet for those he wanted. Stern refusal. My pal begged, entreated, offered to buy new records from the shelves and scrap them at once in return for those he wanted. No good. Beaten, he looked the manager in the eye and hissed, "I'd like to siphon off some juice from my old kite, dunk you in it, and light it with my own private matches." One record that was not rescued was Louis Dumaine's Jazzola 8, Tow Way Back Away. Back Away by Louis Dumaine's Jazzola 8, recorded in New Orleans in 1927. Another serviceman friend, an Australian on tour of duty early this year in Malaysia, came across a shabby record shop in Penang, where he found about 20,078 still in stock, unused. Among them, one he thought I might like. Too right I did. A Malaysian Odeon by Sam Lennon's orchestra with vocal refrain by Bing Crosby. Susiana.
Just as fresh as roses that bloom. You're so pleasing, that's the reason there's never gloom around me. Susiana, oh, Susiana, let's wed and settle down in Louisiana.
Susiana by Bing Crosby with Sam Lennon's orchestra, and it cost me a couple of quite ordinary Caruso's, which is what my Australian friend collects. I'll be back with some more jazz after the break.
Where can you find the cheapest homes in or around London? There's a special feature in this month's House Buyer magazine, on sale now. House Buyer, 20p.
Welcome back to Mardi Gras. Oh yes, then there was that time I was out with a collector friend in his car, and we'd found nothing much all day, and were running low of petrol. I got out of the car while the pump attendant refilled the tank and wandered over to the other side of the garage where there was a large oil drum. Now don't ask me what made me look into it. I'm not a bit interested in oil drums. But at the bottom, covered with the remains of the oil, was an American OK record of Johnny Dodd's Chicago Foot Warmers' Brush Stomp.
Thank you.
Brush Stomp by Johnny Dodd's Chicago Foot Warmers from an empty oil drum in a London petrol station. I found records in strange places, but that beats them all. At least it was safe in the oil. But I remember the horror I felt when I came across an old chap warming old records over a coke stove in his grimy shop, making them into flower pots. I almost wrenched this next one from him before he warped it beyond recall. A fine example of a white spasm band using harmonica, jug, washboard, kazoo, banjo and guitar, the Five Harmaniacs playing Coney Island Washboard. Coney Island Washboard by the Five Harmaniacs, one that didn't become a flower pot. We'll be back with some more jazz after the break.
Don't miss the Castrol Great Motoring Extravaganza at Olympia, August 1st to August 11th. Stroll through the London of Queen Victoria. Relive the thrills of Brooklyn's of the 20s, the austere war years of the 40s. See the record breakers, the war machines, the fun machines. See it as it happened during 75 years of British achievement on wheels, wings and water. The Castrol Great Motoring Extravaganza at Olympia opens 2 p.m. August 1st. Daily 10 till 9, Sundays 12 till 6.
Columbia Pictures and Raystar Pictures, producers of For Pete's Sake, wish to apologize to Barbara Streisand. Michael Sarrazin.
We're wiped out.
With special apologies to the people of Brooklyn, New York, for allowing us to destroy their city to make this film possible. Barbara Streisand and Michael Sarrazin in For Pete's Sake.
For Pete's Sake, Certificate A, now at the Leicester Square Theatre.
Isn't it good to know, having a radio?
Welcome back to Mardi Gras. Of course, you'll be thinking, this man's a lunatic. Yes, I know, but it's fun. Like the time I sorted through several tons of broken shellac in a breaker's yard to emerge with a few that had escaped being wrecked, like this fine Fletcher Henderson of My Sweet Tooth Says I Wanna, but My Wisdom Tooth Says No.
Thank you.
day I go for you so. Oh, my sweet tooth says I wanna, but my wisdom tooth says no. In my heart I feel like I'm willing, I'm no eeny meeny, you know. Oh, my sweet tooth says I wanna, but my wisdom tooth says no. Oh, oh, there's really two sides to me. Oh, oh, you've only made one agree. Get together, waiting is killing, can't you see I'm raring to go. Oh, my sweet tooth says I wanna, but my wisdom tooth says no.
Sweet tooth says I wanna, but my wisdom tooth says no. Neat philosophy, too, and some fine big band jazz from Fletcher Henderson, 1931, for a shilling. Ample reward for a day's hard work. The first junk shop I ever patronised, if that's the right word, was a dingy little dump in Camden Passage, Islington, when I was 14. The records were a penny each. I'd selected nine, and I only had sevenpence in the world. The owner of the shop threw in two for free. But my mother's horror when I played one of them was... Well, she didn't dig the original Dixieland jazz band playing at the jazz band ball.
Thank you.
the Jazz Band Ball, recorded in 1918 by the original Dixieland Jazz Band. My first jazz record, despite parental opposition. Filthy old things, you don't know where they've been. Go and wash them in disinfectant, at once. I didn't care where they'd been, only where they were going, into my collection. Years later, I turned my hobby to charitable use when in a Red Cross shop in Slough, I paid 1 shilling for this treasure. Wilton Crawley, the Negro clown clarinetist, and his orchestra that had Jelly Roll Morton on one of the pianos, Futuristic Blues. Futuristic Blues by Wilton Crawley's orchestra with Jelly Roll Morton. And we'll have some more jazz after the break.
Make this the summer you come cruising on the fabulous Reina del Mar. There's so much to do, friends to meet, good food to enjoy. Why, you may find it difficult to leave the ship at all, even for such magical places as Tenerife and Naples. Let Union Castle welcome you aboard the Reina del Mar. There's still time to book from £145. Telephone 01 493 8400 or see your travel agent today.
Fancy yourself as a racing driver? You could win a course at Sharp Race in Goodwood, plus practice and free first race in a Formula Ford. Just enter the competition in August Cars and Car Conversions, the magazine that turns into... And that's just for starters. Cars and Car Conversions looks at two Jaguar engined escorts, the World Cup rally winning Citroen, racing insurance, cheap rallying with a Mark 1 Cortina, and a whole lot more. Out now, 20p. August Cars and Car Conversions. It turns into...
You can set the trend at the Grasshopper this and every Sunday in Westerham, Kent. This Sunday, see the Equals.
Setting the trends, making friends, each day ends like the last.
The Equals on stage, plus a host of other stars, always dropping in to see us at the Grasshopper. Tony Vallance inviting you to come too.
In the set, you can bet that we get what we choose.
Don't forget, the Equals live on stage, plus the best disco sounds at the Grasshopper, Westerham, Kent, this Sunday. See you there.
Welcome back to Mardi Gras. I used to visit the Portobello Road a good deal years ago, and while there one day, a friend of mine was looking at some records on a table on the pavement, with armchairs and so on, like any other junk pitch there, and found several good jazz items. He asked the chap standing by how much, and the conversation, suitably edited, went like this. I ain't selling them. Oh, well, I'd give you a good price for them. Collector's items, you know. I told you, I ain't selling them. Well, why are they out here with all this stuff, then? Why? Because I've just ruddy well been evicted, that's why. Homeless, he wouldn't even sell the Dixieland Jug Blower's Memphis Shake. Memphis Shake by the Dixieland Jug Blowers with Johnny Dodds on clarinet. Of course, from the beginning, as a collector, I longed to see what I could find in America, and after years of saving, I went there. In Newark, New Jersey, I found a junk shop with some very nice jazz records in it, like this. Here comes the Hot Tamale Man by Doc Cook's Dreamland Orchestra with Freddie Keppard, no less, on cornet.
Thank you.
Freddie Keppard leading Doc Cook's Dreamland Orchestra. Here Comes the Hot Tamale Man, 1926. The owner of the New Jersey junk shop where I found that looked at me when I asked how much it was and said, "Here, you come for London, don't you? I'm from Huddersfield, been here since 1907. Well, with that thought in mind, we'll have a break.
Columbia Pictures and Raystar Pictures, producers of For Pete's Sake, wish to apologize to Barbara Streisand. Michael Sarrazin.
We're wiped out.
With special apologies to the people of Brooklyn, New York, for allowing us to destroy their city to make this film possible. Barbara Streisand and Michael Sarrazin in For Pete's Sake.
For Pete's Sake, Certificate A, now at the Leicester Square Theatre.
Welcome back to Mardi Gras. In Jackson, Michigan, I found a source of supply of Jazz 78s in a Goodwill Center, a sort of war-on-want place. And on the turntable of a cabinet Victrola, there was this fine bit of country ragtime on guitar and mandolin by the Blue Boys, Scott Joplin's Easy Winner. Winner by the Blue Boys, 1928. Yes, I must be crazy. Ask my wife. On our honeymoon, we spent an afternoon browsing in Brighton junk shops. I found nothing. I'd been told, by the way, that the all records were tuppence each, dear, except His Majesty's Voice, and they were fourpence. Well, my wife drew my attention to one on His Majesty's Voice. You see, I am crazy. It's catching. And this was a waltz. Tired and rather disgruntled, I said irritably, "That's no damn good." My wife smiled broadly and said, "Isn't it? Not with this on the other side?" Appropriately enough, it was Gene Goldkett and his orchestra playing My Pretty Girl.
Thank you.
Thank you.